Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Big Brother specialists are back. We're talking the first eviction. Let's go.
Chemo.
I am so glad that he... Anyway, we'll get into it.
But Chemo.
Himself off the block.
It's interesting. How do you feel about what the eviction is going to look like every week? Because I think there's some pros and cons to what they're doing this year.
Yeah, I like that the chaos of it all, that it provides like a different viewing experience for it. But I do think the comps are stupid. Like, it was count how many, which person appears the most. And it's like, okay, this is just easy if it's going to be something like that. Because it has to be something easy that they can finish in 2 minutes.
Right.
So... I don't think the benefits of there's no benefit to the competition. Just have three people on the block.
right? And I think the thought process of like, oh, we don't know what's going to happen is equal parts like people can lie a little bit longer. People mm-hmm. can go like, well, I don't really know for sure. And like, fingers crossed, like week three or four, there's a moment where it's like, oh, this person wouldn't have gone home if the wrong, if like the target right. one AI, like that's how a power player randomly goes home. We'd be like, mm-hmm. oh, okay. Like I get it now. But like, I think in our intro to Big Brother, intro to us, my favorite thing about Big Brother is, and then someone wins HOH and goes, Julie, I'm so excited for this week. I'm going to get revenge on these people. And like, we're not going to get that ever this whole year on a Thursday, because the time we would use for a Big Brother HOH competition, we're going to mm-hmm. be using a Big Brother AI in the dark thing or whatever. So you're like, okay, AI in the dark. That's not how it's supposed to be called, but that's what it feels like, because we're in the dark of who's going to win. I will say, wow, it kind of made the first eviction a little cooler, because instead of going 11-0 against Chemo, there mm-hmm. was a 8-3 difference.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit cooler of like, ooh, who are the three people that stood by Matt? Like, is that going to bite them in the ass? I hope not, because like, I don't know about you, but like the Angela segment literally gave me heebie-jeebies, where I'm like, I have to stop watching, because like, I think there's some like women in my life that are this age that like will do the layer of like, no, that is not what I said. And you're like, what are you talking about? like you did. And like, everyone's like, you think you're afraid of a little lady? I should be. She nominated me. She evicted me. Like, mm-hmm. like everything that like, if Matt was worried about her in the first 40, he should be. I there was a couple times this episode where I'm just like, what reality were we living in? Like, I know it's hard to, because then later I'm like, oh, I don't feel empathetic for Matt at all, because he says some weird stuff later down. Like, I'm ready to break McKinsey's wall down. I'm ready for the challenge. I was like, I don't know if I'd say that into a microphone in front of the whole world. Like, what a weird thing. And then like the idea of his eviction speech. I'm bouncing around. I'm just getting it all out though. His eviction speech was like, I am the second coming of Jesus Christ, and your sins will be saved as soon as I walk out of that door. I forgive you, Angela. Was like, what? And right. Even Julie goes, that's biblical.
Big Brother specialist, historian man over here. Joseph said this won't be like any other season when only one jock player like Matt has won before, Hayden. And maybe you can put Boogie in that category.
I literally was about to blow up Joe. It does not make sense. It's like, what reality are you in? Like Cody Califori, maybe. And then
I hate to say Mickey though. Like, I know.
But not in the last, like Jag is like,
yeah.
Travis went home first. We talked about that of like, mm-hmm. Travis and Matt are like, it's a mirror thing of the jock dude who probably could win these competitions. And like, I think when we're talking about equitable competitions, what's the point of putting someone who like is a Division I athlete that could backflip all around everybody if you don't give them the shot to like do that? And if you're like, well, that's what the spelling bee comp was for, I'd be like, oh, come on. Like, like, what are we doing here?
All right. So let's go back to Wednesday, because there's a lot that happened in that episode that we have not talked about yet. First thing is Angela and Lisa talking in the HOH room after Lisa gets nominated, and she's like, pawns go home. I don't need friends. I need allies. And basically forced Angela to be like, you're not going home, and you're my ally, not just you're my friend.
I mean, I watched last night's episode, but it was just more of like, it just doesn't make sense of like, what is Angela doing? Because, mm-hmm. like, the clap down the stairs and like Tucker's like getting into it or whatever. Like Tucker is, I hope Tucker's around for 2 months because he is literally Jim Carrey personified of how weird he looks and all these things. There's a cool Twitter thread where it's like poses that Tucker has done in the house, and there's one where he's like just crazy face the whole time. You're like, okay. But anyway, Angela is like, it's 8 a.m. on a Saturday. It's time to have a house meeting where I call out Matt and call him crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing to me of when you're playing a game or whatever, like, can you be like big nose? No, you can't be like crazy. Like there's so many connotations of the word crazy that we've done. So like in our thing where it's like, it's so interesting because I'm not trying to cancel anybody, but I'm like, why is this okay?
And like repeating it too. It's like, she should have just been like calling him names or something. Like, why are you?
Like, I don't appreciate Matt's domineering, or he says some weird stuff. Am I right? But like, he's got those crazy eyes. And even if you're like, if you're eating cereal and somebody in the corner is just looking at you like this, and they're like, oh, my bad. Like, I do that all the time. It's just, I like focus on something like just ask them what the problem is or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, to have it be like, we're going to be bouncing. This is what I like is bouncing. Cause Matt in both episodes said something about like, I'm here to tell my mom's story, which I'm like, no, you're not. You're like the hot guy. Like, let's focus. What are you talking about?
Who are you, Angela?
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm on Angela's side on that one, but like, it's weird to me of like, my mom knows my character. It's like, are you from 2009 or something? Like, how did you get dropped in this season? And like, I think that's what's super funny is anytime somebody goes that route, it's like, get this guy out of here. Like, it makes sense where you wouldn't want to align with him, or there's going to be some weird stuff of like, I don't even know what Matt would look like in power of who would be the three people he put up. It's not going to matter because he's gone, but like, how would he put up three people with integrity and hope for the best? But I think the actual thought process of the last two episodes is Angela had the easiest HOH of the summer, but went ahead and just messed around anyway. And it's like, will she survive next week or not?
Angela's the new Frenchie question mark.
Angela is the new Frenchie exclamation point.
Another segment that I loved on Wednesday was when Angela was like, oh, yes, everyone's giving me hugs after nominations, but not Matt.
Yeah.
Matt's not giving me any hugs.
And
I saved him.
Did you see the news where it came out like Angela has been on
Price Dr. is Right Phil. And Dr. Phil?
Price is Right. Like, I feel like I could explain that if anybody has like a what does that mean? But like, somebody like Angela wants to be on TV, and like that's a perk to this, like just as much as the $750,000. Some of these people want to go on TV so they can sell candles.
Brooklyn, I think, was Dr. Phil.
Also on Dr. Phil. I don't think they're in the Dr. Phil files. Like it'd be interesting if somebody was like, so maybe check if you want to be a crazy Big Brother fan, go to the like who is on the casting team that's brand new that also worked on Dr. Phil, and it would be like, who are all the crazy people from Dr. Phil that you want to put on another show? Like, that's kind of how that works sometimes. But like, somebody who's willing to be like, my daughter is crazy on Dr. Phil is also willing to be like, this like roommate I have is really weird because he has crazy eyes.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on The Collective? And then that blow up, which leads to, you know, the Angela 8 a.m. down the stairs.
What's weird to me is like, how did it blow up? Like why
it has been her lackey the entire time, like coming to her with all this information. She has an alliance with Quinn, the BB guns, and they come to her and it's just like, we got us into an alliance. It's great. We're going to do things. And Angela's like, they're lying to me. And I'm like,
all of these people.
I was just so confused the entire time.
And like something that I've seen on the feeds each way is like Angela was like, Tucker's playing the best game and I don't know how to get to him. And Tucker being like, Angela is playing one of the best games here. And I don't, I'm like, what? like I guess they don't have all the information, but legitimately does like, who is going to have Angela's back next week if she gets nominated or put in or whatever? And like, I think what's going to be super fun, like what I hope happens is Angela is as crazy as possible on the block, as crazy on slop. Like, let's get our full mileage out of all this. And like, I hope she wins veto. I hope she wins AI thing. Like 7 weeks of Angela would be amazing. Cause I think it's dumb to be like somebody that was one of my favorites was Caitlin, and people were excited. Like, oh, she gets messed up and she doesn't do the puzzle. And it's like, that was like a large part of the entertainment because of all the stuff she was doing or whatever, where it's like, don't root for Angela to go, but you can still be like rolling your eyes every segment or whatever. And another person like that is Lisa. Like, Lisa has to stay in. And like, she reached over and was like, oh, you don't have any edible glitter yet. Here you go. And I just can't imagine if you were like eating nachos and someone reached over and put glitter in your food. Like, what would you do?
I'd be like, crunch.
You would eat the bite? I'd be like, get out of here! This is my food!
Well, I would just be like, why are you touching my food at first? And then like, well, I guess it's edible glitter, so might as well.
The other thing that I think is funny, I don't know if you're a big TikTok girly. I'm a TikTok boy. where it's like, people were like just spreading rumors of like, oh, Lisa was on Top Chef or whatever. And I'm like, Googling what season, which one, and there's like some lesbian woman named Lisa that doesn't look like Lisa at all. And I'm like, are you guys like, what, where is the like research going? Where's the research going on here? And then there was another one of like, oh, Kenny was on a chef show once and my mom likes him from that. And I'm like, I don't think that's true either. Like, what are you guys talking about? And like, I think it's just a funny, like, what Big Brother watching is for this season or this, like it's funny, like, I don't know if it's invigorating. Like, I guess I'm way more animated than I was on Monday, but, like seeing people in computer chips jumping around has been hilarious. Like, all of this stuff is working well, but I think it's because we had a very explosive first HOH, and I hope we can continue that moving forward.
Yes. Any more on like Angela and her blow up on Matt?
Oh, we do have an itinerary. Okay. No.
I mean, I was going to go to the veto because we haven't gone to the veto.
9 minutes and 45 second clip on Twitter. You got to watch it. It's all there. That's the one you got to find.
Mm-hmm. So the veto, Joseph was picked to play, then Lisa was picked to play. We found out how, you know, everyone gets picked if Lisa's name got taken out so she could choose her nominee,
house guest choice.
And then we had a host for this veto that wasn't Ainsley,
and he wore his shirtless bee costume apparently
and his shorts.
It's like, what is going on, Tucker?
Yeah, so Tucker hosted the veto. Matt was very sad that he was not picked by Lisa. She saw that he was giving him the eyes, and she was like, not opening that can of worms. Brooklyn!
And that veto, I thought that was an interesting twist to an old thing. Like, if that's what we're going to be doing this whole time. I don't know how eye-rolly this is or if our fans are going to respond to the enough fans. I'm saying very lightly, let's be real. But like the idea of like, this is, we typed in spelling bee into the AI processor. And here we go. What the spelling bee was, where it's like bees themed spelling competition. And you're like, are we just gonna say it's AI and do the like blandest shit ever all day, like all the time, and just blame it on the processor? Or what are we gonna be doing?
I mean, at least they could put in the joke of like spelling Beto. Like,
yes, that was good.
But
I like the spelling Beto.
I did like the delete aspect to this.
That was great.
Obviously, this is a classic Big Brother challenge. But I liked having where someone could find a delete in a letter. So like things, what E was deleted, and that's like a big common letter to use. So I mean,
it's in your name, it's in my name, it's in brother, it's in Patreon, it's in specialist, it's in like, it's in subscribe. Oh my god, like and subscribe, just in case you're watching right now.
Yeah, exactly. It's also in bell for notifications.
Oh wow. Notifications is the longest
on when we go spell. Live.
Oh wow, come on. Okay, let's figure okay. Let's not get on it.
So you gotta create the longest word without using any of the deleted letters. Lisa wins it with what, a 9-letter word? That's insane.
Right. And my favorite part was Joseph was like, I spelled spin, but I used a Z. So it was actually spiz. And it was like, you're done, get him out of here.
Chemo like, used an E. Angela didn't submit on time.
That's crazy. So was it 6 people playing? Yeah, right?
Yeah. So
I thought there was noms. So it was Angela, the 3 noms, Brooklyn, and
Joseph.
Got it. Because yes. I thought there was a point in time where we were like, we're not sure if Angela's going to play. That was us on Monday, but we did figure it out. We figured it out.
Do you think Lisa course corrected after being put on the block? She seemed to be less obnoxious and more socially aware after. Thoughts?
I think it's going to be very hard for her to be less obnoxious and more socially aware for 24 hours a day. So I do expect the people that are tired of Lisa to still be tired of her.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think that's what's so frustrating is the most interesting question every week is not who goes home. It's who wins HOH. Because that's what mm-hmm. I care about right now is like what's coming up next.
Right.
And like, the people are going to watch it on the feeds later and it'll be shared on chat rooms, but we're not going to watch it with our family. We're not going to watch until Sunday. And that's like literally Friday, 24 hours, Saturday, 24 hours. And then 10, not even, oh my God, way more than that. It's like 16 hours into Sunday, you get to pay off this thing. And it's like, why would you kill that momentum to be like, oh, Chemo survived. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's a nitpick because it's not going to change. So I probably shouldn't care. But like right now, I want to know who's HOH. Does Lisa get there? Because mm-hmm. like there's a couple people that should probably protect Angela. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering if a lot of people said to Matt, I don't know if they're saying it to appease him or say something of like, oh, hey, I didn't really like how Matt was treated, but are they actually going to be like, so let's get rid of Angela? Or is Angela going to make it a couple weeks just because like, well, she couldn't win in HOH again, could she?
Right.
And like when she's not in power and what is she going to be like, oh, I'll just sit over here and I don't really agree with this HOH, but whatever. Or is she going to be like, I'm still in charge of this house. And like, I don't know. Like, if she gets volunteered for slop, I think that's what's truly cool about watching her is I do not know what she's going to say next. And that's something where you're like, good mm-hmm. Lord, like, and when she's on slop or whatever.
Do you think Mackenzie could have used the America's veto, like, at this veto ceremony? Like, why didn't she take Matt off of the block as a renom? Or does it like not count as like because Matt was Lisa took herself off the block, Matt was put on? Does she have to use the veto on someone who's already on the block?
Can they be backdoored around this power? I think that was because they had her say in her thing, like she needs to see if she was going to use it or not on Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think there is the. If you play Magic the Gathering or other card games, you call it the priority window. So I think there was probably a, we're asking you a question. Do you want to save Matt if he's up there? This power can basically prevent a backdoor. And I think that's what I'm led to believe as an audience member, solely because Mackenzie was asked about that. And like, I think that's something where 15 other Mackenzies would probably have used it. I kind of want to applaud Mackenzie for thinking of the bigger picture of like, yeah, I don't really care one way or the other. Like, why would I put myself with the sinking ship or the somebody who's going to get whatever? And like, whether you like Mackenzie or not, I thought it was like, I'm going to use this power for myself is like pretty refreshing in Big Brother. Cause like the opposite was Kenny being like, I'm ready to go home right now. Like, I love my wife and we have four kids. So I miss them and I want to go. You're just like, it is 6 days into this. Like, where is the, let's go, I can do anything, I'm doing this for my family. And I thought it was interesting, the thought process of like, Kenny, you don't know Matt. Like, he's not somebody that's changing your life. Like I hope it's not like, we're going to be friends forever. Or like, you taught me what true values could be. It's like 8 days. Like, like that's a, I get that there's some summer camp people that I hung out with for 7 days growing up when I was an eighth grader, but I was, that was formative experience. I wasn't like 55 and 10 years after my last undercover cop thing. But like Angela being like, don't you care about your own son more than Matt? And it's like, Matt feels like a son to me. You're like,
yeah, I thought that was a little crazy, but you know, I'm still here for Kenny. I'm glad he stayed.
Kenny.
I mean, my ideal going home was Matt. I'm just sad that it made like Angela's plans happen. Like, I wish there was a way around any of this. And that was Lisa, but Lisa won the veto, so.
Right. And like, I think I just got distracted because you were on a Survivor fan version thing.
Somebody
said you were very entertaining. I hope you play again. You're going to do All-Stars?
No. Well, I am going to do an All-Star game, but it's Let's not go. For that. But yeah, Survivor New York is a fan-made Survivor game in New York, and I was on their fifth season. So,
what place did you get? Spoilers.
Don't want to talk about it.
12th or third?
I got sixth boot.
Oh, okay. But there was a only six people. Shut up. So you won.
I won a different game. So
okay. I'll stop asking about it. I was like, who? They're not talking about me. I've never been to New York or Bannerman.
Follow competitive events on Facebook, and then you get to see me be an all-star.
Gotcha. I've got to tune in. I've got to like and subscribe to that as well. The other thing that I think is interesting about this next week coming up is we can have Chelsea and Cedric play.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if people will go, oh, you got your chance now. Now I can nominate you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wonder if that's them being microchips. Did it help their game, or nobody really talked strategy with them? Nobody, they couldn't really do stuff.
Well, I mean, Matt, I guess Matt doesn't really count that much, but we had Matt trying to form the barbershop and he was like counting on Cedric to do things in this. And it's like, amazing. Cedric can't do anything, but like Cedric was like in this alliance. He was in the, whatchamacallit,
collective.
So like, he's like, at least he's doing things. So it seems like people want him in their plans.
Great. And I think that's something where neither of them should be winning HOH. I feel like of the 15 people in the house, there's maybe three that should be trying for HOH, which like, that's one thing that I've always thought would be smarter is like, let's put $1,000 on the thing. So it's at least like there's an extra incentive. So we don't have half the house or more than half the house throwing, but like Chelsea should throw it. Cedric should throw it. Like all the girls in the middle, like Brooklyn, I thought was interesting of she's like, we got to get Matt out if we have a shot, when it was also like, but he's like relying on you and wants to work with you completely. So I'm like, how deep is she in the Girls Alliance?
I thought she was like in that conversation. She wasn't just lumped in into it. I almost thought Matt would stay because we got the same confessional from Brooklyn and Rabina saying everybody's voting to keep Matt. I don't want to be on the wrong side. I thought everyone was just going to vote out whoever's next to Matt just out of like word of mouth.
Shout outs to the Big Brother editors for putting us in a spin cycle, you know, like even after 20, 25 seasons, they can still get us. One thing I do want to mention, it doesn't make sense to pick a favorite before you see all of them vote and see if they're going to be the people that shout out people or to see if they're going to be somebody that says some dumb stuff during the stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was just, it's the part of Big Brother that makes me like, how is there not a producer that goes, if you do this, you lose your stipend for the week. Like legitimately, all you do is you go, hey, Julie, you look great today. Proud of you no matter what happens this week. I vote to evict sweet Kenny K. Then you stand up and you walk out. You don't go, the sun, the moon, the stars, the wind beneath my soul is my friend Jasmine from back home. I really appreciate everything you've done with me since fourth grade. I really started to remember it because there's not any phones to do anything.
Well, someone shouted out Cedric's family. And it's like what? I gotta
do it for him. He doesn't have a shot.
I'm okay if they're just like, all right, see you later. I love you, family. Instead
yes,
of,
that hey, one works.
Goodbye, like... goodbye, goodbye.
Oh, this is a good bit. You should do this every week of like your vote out thing or whatever. But I just can't believe that there haven't like, okay, you can only do it once. So if it matters to you because it's your daughter's birthday, you can go, hey, Michaelin, this is somebody. I'm sorry, I'm missing your 14th, and like. I'm just picked a random word. It's
Michaelin.
It's halfway between you and McKenzie, I guess. But like you can do one and then we spread them out or we cast people based on their kids' birthdays. So they don't all light up. Seriously, I have to go get water and go to the bathroom during the votes because like, it's just
some
of the weirdest stuff.
The Julie, you look, you know, insert
absolutely immaculate and you're like oh, the super fan wants to jump in on the immaculate thing from last year where everyone did it and set up Corey with a joke. Like, why is that something you want to be a part of? Like, start your own thing with Big Brother 26.
My favorite was Rabina just going, yes, I vote to evict.
Rubina's winning, right? Okay, fave watch. Yeah. How did your faves do this week? Because Rubina killed it. I love Rubina. I think she's in it to win it.
Yeah, I'm here for her. We stand. Let's just hope she keeps going.
I don't think T-Core got anything besides talking about Matt a little bit. So I was like, I was hoping for maybe a segment of just her. But like, I feel like when Angela and... Lisa are around, like it's gonna be hard to get your own segments
of,
like that's gonna be a while. Tucker I think is in a really good spot where like maybe there's one or two HOHs that could mess with him, but like not for a while. So I think if he chills out, like I think if Lisa wins HOH, she'll probably put up Tucker though, and it could be like that's one of the only people that are motivated right now,
right
because like it doesn't make sense because Quinn could completely mess with it. And he was thinking, should I win HOH, then take over my own HOH to cause chaos? Because he's told enough people. But then everyone in the like Reddit thread was like, just say you did that and keep the power if you would. like what? Like, just do it. So I think that's something of, I wouldn't want to win HOH right now, but there are probably two or three people that need to be proactive to get some higher standing. I think it is early enough where you could just be like, oh, I didn't like that from last week and still get by with it. Like, I don't know. If you're missing your family or you were on slop last week, I think I would not go, why did you win the second HOH? That's the worst one to get, because you could probably still like get usurped or have your veto happen. Mm-hmm. And then like your three people still be mad at you, but you could be like, I didn't even know what I was doing last week.
Like, who knows? I was delirious on that oatmeal.
Yeah. Joseph, I think, is less of a fave. I guess I wasn't in my exact four, but he's not my favorite anymore.
He just seems like he was sucking up to Angela too much. Like, he was getting information, going to her. Right. And it's like, you can't just like have information for yourself, but
right, because like, are you gonna butt kiss all summer long? Listen, or like,
people have spoken, we don't care for Joseph.
We do not care for Joseph. I think he could redeem himself, but as of right now, I'm like, what does he do with an HOH? And like I think there's not passive players, it's literally week one and we're talking about people overplaying, but like, who is going to make the alliance that makes sense, that mm-hmm. people do commit to? That's what's probably going to happen over the next 10 days. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to be Joseph. I think somebody mentioned, I think Andy from Big Brother 15 was like, Quinn's going to burn out and it'll be Joseph is the one that you watch out for. And I was reading that tweet and I was like, maybe I could agree with like the Quinn maybe doesn't go from beginning to end, mm-hmm. but Joseph being the one you would put your money on is interesting.
I wouldn't put my money on Joseph like at all. He just seems like not enough of like, he doesn't seem like he has enough of a backbone to like lead things.
And if we're being 100% honest, it feels like the five or six people like that in this cast are all women. So this is the season for the all women alliance.
Let's go, all women.
Let's go. One word we haven't said all episode long, which I am embarrassed to say because this is one of my other favorites. I don't think they were on this episode very much, is Leah. I love Leah. I think it's so funny what she was doing and like, oh yeah, she did vote for Kenny to go home, so maybe she's going to be in the minority and somebody's going to, what the heck are you doing? But
here we go. I think Leah will be underestimated now because she was on the wrong side of the vote and people will also want to go after bigger fish.
That does make sense that his middle name is killing it, because that is a smart, smart observation. I think Leah is biding her time. I every time she's been in a conversation, I do think she's telling people a little bit too much. That was a thing that, like, why are you telling Lisa everything about, like, maybe you mentioned to Angela that Lisa could be a little bit of a threat? Like, don't be that honest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, because now if Lisa does win an HOH, you're going to be like, oh, I don't know. But Leah is somebody that I think can get away with something of like, people like her. Like, I don't want
to put this. Do you think she's connected to Mackenzie, like, duo wise? Because they both were like in Matt's corner. And are they now going to like be connected? Or will Leah like float away from her now that Matt's gone?
I think you got to like, you don't want to be up on the block against Mackenzie, so maybe you got to be like, we're not really that close to everyone, but like, I think you entertain anything Mackenzie has to say of like, I don't know how, if everybody knows Mackenzie has the power exactly or not, but like, I think there is the thought process of, if you're one of these four or five strong women that have like are good game players, it's like, how do we get a random guy to go home again in round two? And now it's kind of like like if Kenny is like homesick or feels devastated about what happened to Matt, mm-hmm. bye Kenny. If Lisa gets in a blow up with Tucker and blows up Tucker's game like Angela blew up Matt's game, bye, Tucker. Like, oh, that sucks. But like, as soon as you have the ball rolling on some of these men going home, I think that is where like, why wouldn't we just us five girls can do this because mm-hmm. we are the smartest and are the most connected right now. And like, the only people we have to worry about is like Quinn, who will probably help us if we include him.
Yeah.
And like it feels like I know every year we do this, but like sometimes on the show, like the girls are not, oh, I don't want to say capable. That's so rude. But like the idea of like, there's some women in Big Brother history that I would not want to put my eggs in baskets with them.
Got it.
But this does feel like a strong women cast where mm-hmm. if we're mentioning it in episode one, that's what we're supposed to do. But if there's a women's alliance that brews and sticks around past week three, I think that'll be probably some of the strongest gameplay for the season early on.
Do you think Aaliyah is giving BB16 Nicole energy?
I think that's something where when I mentioned the idea of like people like her enough and she could do something and get away with it, that is literally Nicole Franzl in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Of she could go, what do you mean? Like, I didn't mean that at all. And it's like, no, you clearly nominated those people. You've been talking shit about them for 5 months. Like, it's time for some confrontation, but mm-hmm. Nicole doesn't do confrontation. She does. I'm just drinking Gatorade. Like, this isn't what my intentions at all. And like, but then she goes to the end and can be like, I planned all that. I did all that. I was on that. I won those competitions. You should vote for me. I mean, if Aaliyah, like, I think that's the other thing that's maybe a negative about equitable comps. Let me just say this, is if you need to win the HOH tomorrow, how equitable, like, you almost are like hoping it's a mental one because I'm a mental person. Mm-hmm. Like here's the clear signpost of this is a mental competition and it's time for me, the brainiac in my group, to step up and nail this.
Right.
Or like it's the physical competition. Like Fessy, we've had your back this whole summer. It's the physical one. We need you to win this for us.
Right.
And then that person gets in a game mode and like, okay. And like, I think half the battle is mentally preparing yourself for this. And like you could mentally prepare all day long for the AI thing. And it's like count 37 people in 2 minutes. And you're like, how do you practice this? Like, mm-hmm. is it spatial awareness? Is it, oh, thank God Chemo played Cookie Cutter or played Bejeweled growing up because it helped him do all the, like, it's not something you could practice or whatever. We are mental giants. Yes.
The premiere of Ko Rong, I believe, is the episode title. Who do y'all want to be the next HOH? Who do y'all think could be the most entertaining and they can be different? I'd love to see a Cedric, Aaliyah, or Quinn HOH.
I think Jack Baines should be. Get it? He's the guy who won everything last year, and it's really, we're so glad he can't win anymore. Big Brother 26 wiki, we're gonna go look at all these people. I want to get all 15 names so I can pick the one who would be the most entertaining. I think the most entertaining would be Lisa.
I think also Tucker could be really entertaining too.
Tucker would be a ham to take this choice. I legitimately think I would love to have some momentum and see this person like completely turn it around. Chemo.
Like, I was gonna chemo say would chemo, be a cool
chemo would be a cool H. I don't know what that noise was.
I don't know either. I didn't hear it. Crazy.
My things are haunted or something. Chemo would be a good HOH of.
Agree.
Like, he's somebody that could A, want it, but then it's like we get into their same thing of like, oh, the gay guy gets nominated early, wins a power to take himself off, wants to get his footing in the game, wins an HOH, and now becomes like,
listen, oh,
is Chemo a challenge beast?
There's an archetype. We gotta fill it. Chemo.
because that happened to Michael and it happened to Heisem, I guess, where you're like, I don't know if Heisem didn't get nominated first. Like Heisem kind of did it himself, but I think that's another thing is like when you go to other seasons of Big Brother, like the first week of these seasons have been so long where it's like so much shit was going on when truly they're on like day 9 or 10, but like it feels like half the season happened. Like there's only 80 days left to get rid of 14 more people. It's like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you were gonna say chemo too. So what girl would you want to win? I guess I don't know. I don't know how reductive that is. Like, I don't know. Could Rubina win an HOH and get through it?
Well, probably, but like I don't want her to win just yet because then it might expose too much. So like what about like a Brooklyn to take the heat?
I mean, poor I think Brooklyn feels like.
Or Chelsea, she might just come guns a-blazing now that she can compete in a competition.
I mean, I would. No, I would. Or would I? If you said I have to sit in the house and not participate in anything for the first week, I would want to immediately start establishing stuff week two, and then I'd probably be out of there by week five. But truly, if you are saying who could win the show, like, who has the highest, whatchamacallit? I think it's Brooklyn or Rubina would be my winner picks right now.
Nice.
Who's the least likely to follow the house if they are HOH? What does the house want? I don't know. Like, Tucker and Lisa hate each other. So I think if either one of them won, they would nominate the other one and be like, I'm nominating two pawns and the person I want to go get Tucker out of here or get Lisa out of here, which is hilarious. I love Big Brother, like rivalries like that, I guess we could call it.
Yeah. Anything else you have to say on this week?
Love one another. The fact that she was like, make Matt say it with her. And then she was like, very biblical of you. I was like,
Matt, the tribe has spoken.
Matt, the tribe has spoken. That one works. Survivor reference, LOL. I think one thing that really goes through my head is this show needs to grow. The show needs to die off and be canceled finally. This show needs to like reinvent itself. This show needs to try a new executive producer. Like, what is the show? Does the show need a new host? And like, I think one thing that we mentioned in our leading up to Big Brother with the Big Brother special was like, I don't know if the current 8 to 12 year olds are falling in love with this show. And as an 8 to 12 year old, I fell in love with Big Brother 2. It was actually Big Brother 3. And there was not love one another. There was not like, yes, there was a big fight just now, but there like the AI-ness of this is off to me personally. There's like, I guess one thing I didn't mention is like how stilted some of these confessionals are sounding where you're like, I was hoping Kenny got voted off, not because I wanted Matt to be in the house, but I'm like, I'd never want to hear Kenny do a confessional ever again. Like his poor producer trying to be like the fifth time in a row being like, let's say it again a little more naturally this time, try to say it with a bit more gusto, like, and him going, Matt's like a brother to me and I really want, you're just like, oh no. And there's a couple of people that I like that they were like, god, like I can tell somebody said repeat after me, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And like there was a couple bad ones this time or whatever. But
new host, Arissa Cox.
No, Julie can stay forever, okay?
Come on, Julie's great.
Good, Julie's great. Come on, y'all. I hope Kenny, legitimately, I hope Kenny goes home next week. I don't, I don't know if you're like, I love him.
Summer of Kenny.
Oh yeah, this is our first. This is our first undercover cop to last 1 week in the Big Brother house since Derek. Last name? What's Derek's last
name? Lavasser.
He loves Azar. What the fuck? That's great. Levasser. What? Oh my god! Clip it. Ship it. That's the new. That's what you're missing on Big Brother 26 Specialist. I hope Kenny goes home next week. I'm a hater. It does not help that he like.
We gotta keep Sweet Kenny and his sausage around.
That was, who was saying something? Oh, it was Quinn that was just going in on him of like his food trick or whatever. I was like, okay, let's get him. Like, all right, Quinn. Also, Quinn, like, does he have leading male? Does he have leading man potential for this season?
Potentially, yes. But I feel like he's the type to get got. Like, he will all of a sudden pick up steam, and then they're like, we have to get Quinn out, or he's gonna win.
He gets got. Does he get got?
Or like six, something like that. I think he gets got deeper into the game.
So not 12, not 10, not 8, but 6.
Around there, yeah. It could be 8. I don't know. I just think that's too many people for them to realize, oh shit.
Okay, what? Let's do a couple more first week games and then we'll be done. What place does Angela get?
Hopefully next.
You want her out?
Yes.
Get her out of here. I need a new co-host.
Kenny around and get rid of Angela.
No. Now you're crazy. You're like, I like Kumbaya Island in a house. We just text me at, here's my phone number. We'll flash it on the screen. You could be the new co-host next week. We got to have somebody that loves Angela. Angela gets 11th place. Nope. Because then she gets 12th. She goes home right before. They're like, we are not, I am not spending time in a jury house with Angela. I would legitimately self-evict. And there's not money in the world that could get me to stay in the jury house if Angela was there, where, yes, I get my stipend money after this, but I no longer am eligible to win a grand prize. Do not put me next to Angela. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to be, so like if Angela is the first juror, I wouldn't want to be the second. I'd be like pleading, like, can someone go before me so there's a buffer when I enter the house?
That'll be like some holding on to the wall shit.
I gotta stay here.
What I hope, the funniest thing that would happen is obviously we have to keep our like someone goes home on Thursdays. But I almost hope one of these AI competitions flips it on its head and it's like a wall comp where like we're actually moving the eviction to Sunday or something. Or like as soon as
you're already upset about not having the HOH and now you're telling them to move the AI.
As soon as someone falls down, you're like, oh, now we can vote, and it's like a live vote, like 5 minutes.
Big brother. I
think what's funny is I could not care less about a double eviction, a triple eviction. Like, that does not move the needle anymore. Let's get
5 people in one day.
Let's get 5 out of there. The whole collective can go.
Yeah. What about the barbershop?
They're also, okay, that five or whatever. No, so there's probably somebody good in that. I will say, the final thought maybe, I like reading comments from other people and kind of like, oh, that makes sense or that doesn't make sense, or riffing on it. But one of these was like, this feels like a cast where you could drop any of these in like Big Brother 10, 14, like around there. And it wouldn't be like these feel like old Big Brother player, not where it's like, oh, I'm this shit again, except for Kenny, because we've already had 2 undercover cops before. But like, oh, this person could have played with Dan and it wouldn't have felt like they're a Gen Z, or like, I don't think it's Gen Z or millennial, blah, 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 blah. I hate that talk anyway, but more like it feels like people are ready to play. People are having old school arguments. It isn't like people are not focused on the game, whereas people are getting eliminated because they're a threat. It's because, like, Angela doesn't want to see people kiss on the couch. Like,
so we, that's one thing we didn't talk about is the showman's aspect of Matt getting.
It's not a showman's, right? It's a fomance.
But apparently they whispered, like, we'll find each other outside of the game. So, like,
I mean, I'd say that too to get Matt to leave me alone, probably.
It was a flirt, man. Was it not? Did the lives say something different?
I'm sure our chatters can tell us. I don't know. I, like, as soon as I watch, this is a tangent. Get ready for it. Sorry, I said final thought, but you said here we go. As soon as I watched the Are You the One season that was all gay, bisexual, and lesbians.
One of the best seasons of
Kind of heterosexual dating relationship stuff is so boring where I check out immediately. Where it's like, who cares? Like, like, if they didn't, like, I think the thing that sucks for, I don't want to empathize. Maybe I do. Maybe I'm growing as a person. But, like, Matt was, like, in his key reveal thing, he's literally talking to the bros and being like, more people have gotten married at Big Brother than they have on The Bachelor. I hope that was Matt, because I remember that from the premieres. But if that's Matt and he's already setting himself to immediately, like, oh, I'm here to, like, get in a showmance and see how far that takes me, I'm glad the door hit him already.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, oh, is this gonna, like, Mackenzie's abrasive enough that I think she'll have some arguments whether or not she was targeted for a showmance. So I don't think the showmance will bury her, or like, is she gonna get revenge on Angela? Mm-hmm. Like, if Mackenzie will probably fall in the hole and get HOH round two. That's who, probably Mackenzie will get BHOH. And that'll be interesting because it'll be fun to watch. And then she has a get out of jail free card of having America's Veto to save herself in either week 3 or 4. Like, it probably makes sense for Mackenzie to, like, anytime I can get an extra week on top of my power is good.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do y'all see Mackenzie doing after Showmance was evicted? She's going to try and win something.
Yeah.
She's going to be seen as, oh, I don't really agree with everything she's saying, and she kind of argues like a younger person does. Like, Cedric is the fun, happy-go-lucky young person, and Mackenzie is kind of the, I'm going to argue with you young person. Mm-hmm. And one of those do well, and one of those do not do well. So I think Mackenzie will find herself in trouble,
mm-hmm.
and probably have to use her veto. I bet you she uses the veto on herself in week 3 or something.
Okay. Sure. Well, any last final thoughts, Blake?
No, we're going to get on a tangent. You got to shut me up, dude.
Well, we will see you next Monday with our recap of what the heck went on from now until then. So right,
there'll be an HOH. I think I liked that we didn't talk about veto winner.
Okay.
So I think let's talk about the episode.
And then feeds at the end. Like,
yeah, we could probably be like, and now that we're 22 minutes in, if you're not spoiled, stop listening here.
Yeah.
I think that's a good happy medium.
Yeah, yeah. Alrighty, everyone.
But if you watch tonight's show, you're spoiled. You're back to being current. Great job. It's 4 hours into Big Brother, or 4.5 hours into Big Brother, and we had a couple good hours of that. So let's go.
Here we go. Alrighty, see you guys on Monday.